Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. One of the cool people, though, is Robbie Carman. He's a colorist and co-founder of Mixing Light. But I ran into him years ago when he was doing training on Apple Color, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right, Larry. Thanks for having me, as always. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. First, put your colorist hat on. Mm. And imagine that you're wandering the halls of NAB. What have you seen that caught your eye?
Well, I'm seeing color everywhere. You know, 5-10 years ago, there was, you know, there's a couple booths with people who did color correctors, and they kind of just were off in the corner. I think color is becoming pervasive through every workflow. You go to the Avid booth, the Adobe booth, of course, the Blackmagic booth. And everywhere you look, people have, you know, high-precision color monitors. They have control surfaces on those tables. And that's great and fantastic to see. You know, to me, the big highlights in terms of the color world as a Resolve colorist, that's where I was originally trained on a, you know, a DaVinci 888 and then a 2K. I'm just blown away by the development cycle that the team at Blackmagic can continually push. It seems like every year they're coming out with, you know, hundreds of new features. So for me as a Resolve colorist, you know, Resolve 14 is definitely a highlight. But I'm also really interested in tools
Take a breath, though, for a second. Yeah. Resolve has now got an editing module, a color module, an audio module. Is this starting to get too big?
It's a great question. I think that, you know, this is one thing as, you know, you go back to the good old early days of Apple and Avid and stuff, you know, the super tool, the individual one tool that could do it all on one platform has always kind of been this unicorn, right? And, you know, the reason that that's never really existed is because all the different teams and different programming language, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think it's interesting. I think that time will tell over the next couple years if the super tool concept is good for everybody. But right now, I think it is a valuable thing because the fact of the matter is, Larry, you know, people like me who is a dedicated colorist, we're not the majority. The majority is people who are shooting. They're editing, they're coloring, they're doing audio, all themselves on the same box, right? And so it's very useful for those type of people to simply be able to jump into one tool and not have to learn 3, 4, 5 tools. But in terms of is it going to, you know, kind of make the power of those tools less, we'll have to see how that works out over the next year or two.
Well, before we talk about Mixing Light, I cut you off in the middle of describing another interesting color thing you saw. What was that?
Yeah, that's from the guys at FilmLight and their product BaseLight. BaseLight is a high-end color correction and finishing tool, and they've gained some notoriety over the past few years with the editorial set, of course, because of their BLG workflow, their ability to integrate the BaseLight with their Avid plugin and then be able to have that workflow back and forth. And one of the interesting things that they're doing from a color science point of view is that they've kind of rethought the way that we all grade, you know? I'm sure you're used to the whole lift gamma gain kind of concept. And the guys at FilmLight are really, I think, pushing the boundaries there with thinking about a new way to do that, and that's called the base grade. And if you get a chance to head over to the FilmLight booth, it's definitely something to experience. It's a little bit of a weird feel, but it's nice to see, you know, companies like FilmLight and others kind of thinking outside the box a little bit with color.
Well, when it comes to thinking outside the box, you are wearing a new shirt. This is a good thing, by the way, I should say. But it's got Mixing Light on it. What's Mixing Light?
So Mixing Light is a subscription color training website. It's the partnership of myself, Patrick Inhofer, who's based in Orlando, Florida, and Dan Moran, who's a colorist over in London. And we're about 5 years old, and we, you know, a couple of years ago when we started, kind of saw this void in the market, right? There were people who were doing color training, but it was always in the context of, hey, you're using, you know, Final Cut or Premiere or whatever. And we saw a sort of a void in the marketplace for people who were really interested in color and those editors who are now being tasked to do more sophisticated color tasks. And so we started the website, and our core product is what we call our Insights Library. The Insights Library is a library of media that gets added to every single week. We add 3 to 4 different pieces of content, whether they be articles, videos, podcasts. We also have a standalone training part of our website, too. So if you want to learn DaVinci Resolve from beginning to end, you can get that. We actually just launched a new product this past week, Larry, and that is our color correction practice projects. So we've worked with several filmmakers. So you can actually download an entire film, and the licensing that we've worked out with the filmmaker is that that's your project. And you get access to high-end cameras like, you know, Blackmagic cameras and Red and Arri. And the cool part is that you can actually take your grades that you do on that footage and put them on the demo reel. So you can actually get access to that cool stuff. And then later this year, we're actually launching our fourth product called Colorist Flight School, which is a sort of a mentorship-style guided way of learning a color correction application. Because after all, pushing buttons is only one part of the craft. The how and the why is also very important. And so in that product, which again we'll be launching later this year, you'll be able to grade a film right alongside a senior colorist, get immediate feedback for the work that you're doing, much like it was when myself and my partners were coming up in the industry working with a, you know, working with the senior colors.
Why'd you decide to start the company?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm one that's never satisfied with doing the same thing, and I think my partners feel the same way. We're all professional colorists. We have color correction businesses, or in case of Dan, he works at a large facility over in London. And it's like, you know, if you're sitting there day in, day out working with clients, you always long for the, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. And I've always enjoyed the interaction with students, and especially, as you know, as a longtime trainer as well, that aha moment when people just kind of, it clicks with them, right? And they get it. And for the longest time, color correction has been that kind of, you know, on the surface of it, it's something that should be easy, right? You know, you look at a shot, you do a couple knobs, and it looks better. But so many people struggle with it, and we just saw, again, this opportunity to take the mindset of a professional colorist, not dumb it down, but explain it in a way that it's not overly technical and it can be approachable for, you know, people of all ability levels and working with all different tools.
So what trends are you seeing here at NAB, and what's your thinking on HDR?
Well, I think the HDR trend is a huge one, and I think it's actually here to stay. You remember a couple of years ago, everybody, everywhere you went around the show floor here, people were talking about, you know, 3D and that kind of stuff. And the thing with 3D at the time, it was just sort of like, it was hard to get. It had glasses, different, you know, just technologies. HDR, when you see it, it's like, it's palatable. It's, whoa, that looks better. And, you know, I think a lot of people talk about resolution in video files and things of that nature. I'm a firm believer in better pixels. And I think HDR represents the ability to have better pixels. And again, once you see HDR in action, you look at it and meet, you go, yeah, that's better. I like that one much better. You know, right now where we're at with it, there's some competing standards, you know, and I think that will be worked out. To me, it's very similar to, you know, 20, 25 years ago when we came to the show and, you know, people were talking about making a conversion from SD to, you know, HD, and there was competing standards and engineers fighting about it. But in the long term, I think it's here, and I think it's good for our industry because, after all, we've had these cameras for so long that record so much information, you know, 15, 16 stops of stuff, and we're stuffing all that beautiful information down a small pipe of SDR, you know, the SDR pipeline. So it's nice now with HDR that we can open up that pipe and really, really, truly, in a lot of ways, for the first time, see what a lot of these modern cameras that we're using are capable of and can do.
Should somebody get into it now, or should they wait till the standards have stabilized?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you know, part of it is that if you're a bleeding edge person, or you're trying to market your company or your facility as, you know, kind of cutting edge, sure, get into it now. I will say right now, it is still a little confusing, and it's one of those things. I'm a big advocate of not just build it and they will come. There's some investment in the monitors and stuff like that. But I think it's something that people at the bare minimum should get educated on now, whether they pull the trigger on gear and stuff. Well, maybe it's wise to wait another year or two, but definitely getting educated on things right now is a good idea.
And one place to get educated is Mixing Light. So where's a website for people to go to learn more?
Yeah, so people can go to www.mixinglight.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Mixing Light, and we're on Facebook, at Mixing Light as well.
And that's all one word, M-I-X-I-N-G-L-I-G-H-T, mixinglight.com. And Robbie Carman is the colorist and co-founder of Mixing Light. Robbie, thanks for joining us
today.
Thanks,
Larry. I really appreciate it.
Have yourself a great show.
All right, thank you.
Take care.